Every song from every station, we all live for glory land. There will be a race and green, for the crown will be our head. There will be no horns a-blowing, Deacon Jones will lead the way.
There'll be cream, daylight cream, accents so serene,
down in Georgia on that we can sing.
Gentlemen, be seated. Well, Arthur, why do you look so sad tonight?
Cause I got a letter from my wife yesterday.
Sad news?
Mm-hmm. She wrote and said, "Dear friend husband, unless you send me some money at once, myself and the children will have to go to the poorhouse."
Well, that's so sad. Did you answer the letter?
Yes, I answered it, and I said, "Dear friend, wife, yours received. Is sorry to hear of your distress. Do not go to the poorhouse now. If possible, wait till next Saturday and I will be home. Then we will all go to the poorhouse together."
Say, Billy, how did you make all your money?
Why, in the pocketbook business.
Are you still in the same business?
No, I quit that business and gone into the stocking business. You know, there's more my honey in stockings nowadays than there is in pocketbooks.
Mr. Collins will sing L-O-V-E.
Leave from head lived 40 years before he went to school. Knew many things by rule, and Dabo was no fool. Around him in the classroom sat some 50-odd young boys who hadn't outgrown youthful dress and still made friends with toys. One afternoon the teacher said, "We'll have a spelling bee, for I should love to see how bright my boys can be." The first word is L-O-V-E, then turning around to leave. He said, "Now, Mr. Ephraim, please define that voice for me." Lee sadly hung his head, and knowingly he said,
L-O-V-E, spells trouble to me. Experience at great expense has brought that word to me. I ain't no saint and I seldom fight, but love and trouble are synonymous, so L-O-V-E, spells trouble to me.